A club in Milwaukee combines two things you might not always put together in your mind, hip-hop and chess. Every week, members of the Hip Hop Chess Club meet to play the ancient game, listen to rap, and learn, in some cases, how to break dance or freestyle themselves. Raquel Aleman is the co-founder and executive director of Your Move Milwaukee, or Your Move NKE. Brandon Kitz is co-founder, project director, and music coordinator for Your Move MKE. Raquel and Brandon, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us. This is amazing.
Raquel, could you tell us the origin and the idea of this hip-hop chess club?
Sure. The idea originated with us all just having a really good, solid friendship and creating this club to work with young people, help them think ahead and make better moves in their future. And we love hip hop. So of course, incorporating that production, freestyle, breakdancing, and all of the arts of hip hop. And it's grown into a pretty cool nonprofit. We've created a nonprofit out of it, and it's continues to grow into different programs as well.
Brandon, paint us a picture. A young person comes into a hip-hop chess club, I think, on a Tuesday night. What do they see? What do they do?
Yeah, it's not something that fully can be expressed through words, but I will do my best. You walk into Miss Yesenia's creative studio space on the south side of Milwaukee, and you can learn how to play chess. And also, while listening to hip-hop beats, we have microphones set up. We have beat machines set up where you can beatbox, freestyle, sing, learn how to make beats. We try to offer all the elements of hip hop so kids can learn how to express themselves better. And it's a really chaotic, but like really creative and just amazing atmosphere. It's something that you definitely have to go to experience, though, for sure.
Raquel, let's focus on the chess side of things for a minute. What does a young person, I guess, what do any of us get out of focusing in on chess? What kind of lessons can we take out of it?
So the game of chess is really I guess it's a dope game because it helps you to really look at every angle, look at the whole board, as well as thinking before you make your moves, backing up your pieces. So we like to correlate that with everyday life for the young people. So, you know, while we're across the table from them, we're basically at the same level as them. It kind of puts us in the same eye level so they feel like they can relate to us. And we're able to organically mentor them and talk with them about their life situation and correlate that with chess.
Now, Brandon, you are a rapper yourself. I understand you've written a little something for us about the project. You want to share it with us?
Oh, yeah, sure. Definitely. I wrote this today, so I was super inspired by this, just the idea of doing this interview with you guys. So here it is. Yo. Hip-hop chess club been around for half a decade. The object of the chess game is checkmate, but long-term is thinking on a higher level. Cognition and strategy to make the mind work better. Play with different people, develop my own style, be part of community with friendships as profound. We're all kings and queens, it's definitely known now, with more than enough positive energy to go around. Analytical to creative skills we came to build from the everyday stresses of staying in the mill, paying the bills. Ain't a game, this is real life. I feel like my tools are the bishops, rooks and the knights at school. Not much more to it. This is Your Move MKE. I implore you to explore new ways of being free. Believe you me, we could achieve whatever with chess, hip-hop, and we together forever.
All right, we're talking to Brandon Kitz and Raquel Aleman from Your Move MKE, talking about the hip-hop chess club there. In lyrical form there, we heard it from Brandon. Raquel, what has been the response so far? What are you hearing from young people in the area who get involved in this?
So the young people that come most often and are our regular kind of members or attendees, it's kind of hard to explain because we're more of a community. It's not really like a membership. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't fill out an application and come. We're really a community where it's more like a family. So the ones that have come and built a good relationship with us and the program, we hear from their parents that it helps them with their social skills. So we have some children that are homeschooled that don't really get to, you know, work with other children. Even with COVID being around and the kids being secluded, it really helped them get involved with other children and other people in the community. And it also helps with like intergenerational programming. So being able to have those adults and children mingling together and having the young people play with the adults and learn skills and even the young people beating the adults most regularly. So it's just a really awesome time with the kids. And we hear that they absolutely love it. And it's just a safe space for them in an area that they don't have many safe spaces.
And Brandon, you're doing this in Milwaukee. Now, people around the state are listening. If somebody's thinking, yeah, we should have something like this, I want our own hip hop chess club, what would you suggest to them on getting something like this started?
Well, originally we got started, the first hip hop chess club was created in Rhode Island by this our mentor, Crook Rock, Eric Mercado. And he actually got us off the ground running with the hip hop chess club. And we're more than willing to help anyone get off the ground with stuff like this. Like, just because we need each other, man. We really do need each other to build off and, you know, spread knowledge and stuff. So you can hit any of us up. You can check our Facebook page, or you can even go to our website, which is yourmovemke.org. You can contact us through that way. But yeah, I would definitely recommend, yeah, this should be in every city in America, if not the world. It's definitely a really cool idea, really awesome. It's a rewarding to be a part of too, you know. It's amazing.
And Raquel, I was so wondering, what is the next move for Your Move MKE? What are your hopes for the future of this project?
Sure. So as Brandon said, we started off as a club and a program, Hip Hop Chess Club. And since February 2020, we created Your Move MKE, which is actually a nonprofit. So we do have other programs as well. We have a youth-based open mic. We're hoping to open an urban trade skills program soon to help young people transition into trade skills and the union. And then we also do breakdancing to help with physical and emotional health. So everything that we do correlates basically higher level thinking and mental health or trauma healing. And we correlate it with hip hop. And our goal is to have a building and be able to offer all types of programming and creating different ways to bring that forward. So financial literacy, but a creative way to teach our kids. The old ways aren't working, so we need to do something new.
Now, Brandon, at a certain age, I might think, well, I'm not good at chess and I'm not good at rap. Well, that's still true. I'm not good at rapping. Make a case that a kid with that lack of skills should still come in and check it out.
Because whatever you do, you know, got to get your reps in. You got to, everyone starts at level one. Everyone begins at the beginning. I was terrible at chess. I was terrible at rapping. Now I'm okay at chess and I'm pretty good at rapping. So you just got to do it. You just got to go for it. And you're part of a community now, positive energy. And yeah, we build each other up. That's really what it is.
Well, thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Raquel Aleman, co-founder and executive director of Your Move MKE, and Brandon Kitts, also co-founder, project director, and music coordinator for Your Move MKE. They talked to us about the Hip Hop Chess Club.